Yeah.
Okay, the last thing we discussed together was, if I'm not mistaken, whether one could use electric lights in order to light Shabbos candles or not. We saw there was a machlokas about that. We saw and spoke about Rav Avadya's very, very creative reading of the Gemara in Maseches Tainis that shows that if one could use chometz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Lakas Neros, and therefore that's why that woman was not upset with the fact that she lived with chometz and even made a bracha on them. This is Rav Avadya's assumption. Therefore, we see that it's not about the halakha of, let's say, shemen and epsil in the classic sense, but things which create light is what we're really looking for. Others argue, such as the Har Tzvi, in church number 28, when you go through all the reasons, Lamaisa, it seems to be a big machlokas. Most poskim assume that when it comes to incandescent light bulbs, that is considered ash, and that's right to make a bracha on. It becomes a little bit more suspect when it comes to LED and fluorescent. I know that Rav Willig, and I believe Rav Simon as well, are of the opinion that one can make brachas on different lights, such as fluorescent LED. That happens to be my minhag as well. But, you know, there's certainly poskim who disagree, and one should consult with their local Orthodox rabbi when it comes to that answer. Great. Yeah? Okay. So now let's go on to source number 29. Now what we're up to is a Seder Halakas Neros, okay? Where does the order when it comes to lighting candles? Now, generally speaking, when one performs a mitzvah, what must they do? When does the bracha come? What's the place of the bracha? Over the last year, so now we're all in Maseches Sukkah. Okay, so we all know this from Maseches Sukkah. Yes? Did you get up to this yet? Kivin de Agvav Bey Nafik Bey. The second you pick up the lulav, then you've already fulfilled the mitzvah. Since you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, and therefore you have a situation and a problem. When it comes to the bracha, can you be mevarach over las yasak or not? Right? And then for Tosos over there has all these, like, you know, very clever ways of getting the bracha to be over las yasak, and therefore it should be over the ober. Yes, this is Gemara Maseches Sukkah, and the Tosos over there, that's the minhag for flipping it over. That's the minhag, let's say, Mishabru quotes from the Gra, that the optimal way is just have Kamana Shalalatze Isra. Okay, many different reasons when it comes to that, but we see clearly from there. And the real source is also Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Tanam Masekim, Zdav Zayin. Over there is also the Makor for over Las Yasan, that brachas need to come before the mitzvah. However, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch says something a little bit different. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Simin, Reish Tan Akil, Sif Hei, Source number 29, Kishiyad, Lik Yivarech, Baruch Ata Hashem, Akin Machalam, Sherek, and Ishan, and Mitzvah, and Zivan, and Hatling, Nershal Shabbos, Echara Ish, and Echara Isha, Gam Yom Tov, Tzarech, Lavarech, Lahatling, Nershal Yom Tov. Okay, Yom Kippur, Melo Shabbos, Yishomrim, Shalol Yivarech, some people say you should make the bracha before you light the candles. However, some have the minhag to make the bracha after the bracha. Why? Why would one make the bracha after the? Why would one make the bracha after they perform the mitzvah? Ah, very good. We pointed out the sheet of the chumrah of the Bahag, that it could be with the hadlaka itself, one was already accepted Shabbos. So, or with the bracha themselves, one accepted Shabbos. Therefore, if one were to say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lahadlik, Ner Shal Shabbos, and then they would light the candles, they would be lighting candles on Shabbos. That's a problem. Right? That would be a problem. And therefore, the minhag says, the Ramah is that many people make the bracha after the candles are already lit. This way, to avoid the problem of lighting on Shabbos. Okay, says Rama, however, we still want to make it over Las Yasam. Okay, over Las Yasam, lo yehene mimena ad lachar bracha. One should not benefit from those candles until after the hadlaka. Anybody ever see this, you know? So some say it's like, you know, bringing in the Shabbos candles. Some people have allergies. I don't know. Whatever it is, it seems as if, at least according to the Rama, that the reason why we do that is in order to not benefit from the light until you have to say the bracha, and therefore it's still somewhat over La Siyasa, just in terms of the lundus, right? Meaning, you know, if hadlaka, if the mitzvah of hadlaka's neiros is really in the maisa, So then, you know, well, you already performed it, so then who really cares how is it over Lasi Asad? But clearly that's not the case. We want the bracha to, we want also to benefit from the result of the bracha, from the mitzvah, and therefore maybe that's still considered over Lasi Asad. The Rambam has a shita when it comes to over Lasi Asad, that imadayin asiyasa kayemes, that if one neglected to make a bracha before they performed the mitzvah, but the kima mitzvah is still extending and still on right now, one can still make a bracha. This comes up a lot when one didn't make a bracha on their tittus, right? That if there's so many tittus, then one can still continue to make a bracha. Fine. So it seems as if this idea, I mean, there may be Kabbalistic reasons as well, but the simple idea is in order to not benefit from the bracha and by not from the mitzvah, and then therefore you're still over Lasi Asad. V'achach v'salkan ayad v'zeh mikri over Lasi Asad v'chein ha-minag, and that is the minag. That's what the Shulchan Aruch points out in source number 29. Yes?
A little throwback. You remind me when you said about that, did you have to find an answer as to why women have an Indian of
lighting
mirrors and like with different sometimes yes
and no. Oh no, totally not. No, I've been thinking about this for some time, but I need a real good you know, bucker and bucky in like a Kabbalah slash like the Shla. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of these things come the Shla. Alicia, okay, maybe Alicia will talk afterwards. I'm looking forward. Okay. Great. Says the Mishnah Brooks, when he called the Malbaka, why? Because Shara called him Mitzvah Shemvracha Lain over Lasi Yasam, right? Like explained. Mitzvah should be done over Lasi Yasam. Source number 31, Achar Malbaka, why? Sri Laidim Tamari Chavikilu Kabbalah the Shabbos, right? The Bracha itself, according to the Bag, is Kabbalah Shabbos, Beferish, Rishib Asr Lahablik, and then it would be Asr to light. It's a bit funny, right? Meaning, how could Lahablik Nirshal Shabbos be an acceptance of Shabbos if the bracha is in order to go light candles? You know what I'm saying? It's a bit interesting to think about how we end up in such a halachic weird situation. You know what I mean? Like, how would Chazal ever institute something, a bracha, that you wouldn't be able to say over Lasi Asad? You hear my question? Like, meaning, isn't it implicit that I'm not accepting Shabbos because I want this bracha to go on the halachas neiros which we're going to do? Okay. Nevertheless, that's what the halacha is. Nevertheless, and therefore it's also light. Okay, and this leads to a very interesting discussion in the Machlokas HaPoskim. What about, is there going to be a situation where maybe the order should be flipped? Where one should make the bracha before? What situation should the bracha be made before? What? Aksan Ayantiv. Why? Because, exactly, for heterochon nefesh, one is certainly a light candles on yantif. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from many achronim, it came yom tov, the lo shayich zeh, lo kul yam tivarich, v'achar kach tadlik. According to many poskim, it would be best that if it was on yantif, to make the bracha, and then afterwards light your candles, and therefore maintain the normal general status quo of over Lasi Asad. However, the Magen Avraham was concerned about this a little bit, and he says, "V'das of Iran, the low plug. Then maybe we should make a low plug across the board. That since the minhag is to light and then take the bracha, that we should continue that minhag even on yantif. Okay, we should continue the minhag even on yantif. So this really comes down to, well, before I say this, just to be very clear, who does this apply to? Only women. Why? Because as we stated before from the Bahag, the Minog, or the Chumrah, that there's Kabbalah Shabbos associated with either the Bracha of Hadlakas Neros, or the lighting of Hadlakas Neros, was only accepted by women. It was never accepted by men. Men always accept Shabbos, either with Baruch Hu or with a declaration that they're accepting Shabbos. And therefore, this wouldn't apply. Men always, if they're in a situation where they're lighting candles, which many of you may find yourself in, you know, while you're here in yeshiva. So, in that situation, men should say the bracha, and then afterwards, light the candles. That would be the status quo. Okay, great. Now we get up to, now let's go back to our section when it comes to yantiv. Women on yantiv seemingly should flip the order and do as men would do when it comes to halakas neiros. Say the bracha first and then afterwards light the candles. However, the Magen Avraham says maybe we should do a low plug. Where is this concern stemming from? Maybe from a couple places. Number one, it gets confusing, you know, to keep track of these things. But even more so, let's say it's yantiv and also what? Shabbos, let's say Shabbos Yantif.
So she may have in her mind, well, on Yontif, I know what I do is I light. Sorry, I say the bracha and then I light, and therefore maybe I should do the same thing over here, despite the fact that it's Shabbos in Yontif, and that would be a problem because then she would be technically accepting Shabbos prior to the halakha, and therefore the Magen Avraham suggests the low plug. Halakha l'maisa and mir tashem, when you all get married, what should one do? If you feel confident, and you know your wives feel confident in being able to, you know, keep this straight, right? Then it would be preferable to light, to say the bracha and then light when necessary. Then you really fulfill all relasi asam in the optimal way. However, if it's going to be too difficult or too confusing because life gets complicated, so then certainly there's what to rely on to have the low plug of the Magen Avraham go across the board and just always have the bracha achar the halakha. Good. If it's Shabbos Yontif, then certainly Shabbos takes precedence, and then what you can light, you should light and say the bracha. Yes. Yes. Great question. Okay, so there's a big discussion about whether one should just have kavana shalalatzes. I mean, kavana shalalatzes, you mean kavana not to accept Shabbos. Right, so there's a big discussion, I think, between Shmir Shabbos, Rav Shulchan, and others about why don't women just always have kavana not to be yotze and therefore always say the bracha before. Okay, I ain't sure for why that doesn't work. What? We assume not to do that. Meaning the minhag in Am Yisrael is for women to always say the bracha after their light. That's the minhag. Okay. Now, how many candles should one light? So take a look at source number 32. Yezaya lasos, near Yapa says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to make a nice candle. Vishmachabin lasos, beis ptilos. What? You should have two wicks, right? Echad keneged zachor, echad keneged shamor. One candle keneged zachor, the other one keneged shamor. Vinei v'yichon lahosu v'had the gimel odala neiros. You know, the more the merrier. V'cheinagu, and that is the minag. Says the Shulchan Aruch going on. Aisha sheshacha pamachas lahadlik ner. Says the Shulchan Aruch, two things which are very important. Number one, the minimal amount of candles that one should light is two, or that's a minhag, right? And if one was negligent and she neglected to light Shabbos candles once, there's a knas. What's a knas? She has to add another candle for the rest of her life. Okay? Yes, that's a knas of lighting. The big discussion in the post came whether this is still applicable to Zman Azeh. What? Because she... it's a punishment, exactly. The reason why it might not apply to Zman Azeh is because nowadays do we always have Shabbos candles no matter what? Well, if you live with electricity... And one of the reasons why we have Shabbos candles, going back to the beginning of this discussion, is because... Why do we have Shabbos candles? To light up the house so people don't trip over things, and therefore, presumably, one was makpid to put on the bathroom light, and the light in the hallway, and the light in the dining room prior to Shabbos. Therefore, those should suffice for Shabbos candles, and therefore, that shouldn't necessarily require a woman to have that punishment when she forgot to light the actual candles themselves. So the machlokes haposkim, I saw the Piskei Tshuvos is not so into it. He thinks that it's still applicable with Zman Hazeh. However, I think one can be makel in this situation and not require one to continue have that kanas for the rest of their life, adding another candle, because if one certainly put on these electric lights before Shabbos, that could be a key of in Shabbos candles as well. Just let me finish this one thing and I'll take that bit. Lahadlik Ner, source number 33, just to point out, why do we say Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos? That's in the Nusach HaBracha. Excellent, it should be the plural. The primary chiyuv is really to light one candle. Okay? So the minimal amount of halakas neiros is one candle for Shabbos. There's a minhag to add two for Zachar v'Shamor. Okay, but really the primary obligation is one that is demonstrated by the Nesach HaBrach al Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Yes?
Is that the same thing
with Hanukkah? Okay, Ein Hachanami, yeah, because Neru should be so. That's probably why the Hadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. Excellent, it's probably true. I imagine so. Yes?
Even He only owns two camels.
What does that mean, he owns two camels? No, everybody agrees that the minimal is one. This was a special knas that Chazal created when one is negligent in halakos eros. I mean, it's not like there's no tshuva ever when it comes to things. Are there effects of things when people mess up? Yeah, certainly. This is a knas that Chazal placed on a woman who neglected and chopsticks. No, more light is not so bad. Okay. Awesome. Let us, any more questions before we go on?
Oh.
Yes.
Based off of Pisgah Chubas, who do you have left? You said Pisgah Chubas, this is why they know it's like legit nowadays, and then you said that there's room to make up.
So I thought that one could be Makel, and I got I asked Reb Ben Arsh, and he didn't think I was wrong. So I would put like Reb. I don't know what he per, I don't know what he would tell anybody, but he thought that what I said was good.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Slash. I heard other like 30 days.
What?
I heard other like 30 days.
That I never saw, but I didn't look around at all the sources, so it's definitely possible somebody says that. Source number 33, ready? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is end with what he says. He gives a beautiful summary about the effect of Hadlakas Neiros. Mitzvah laharbos b'neiros l'chavet Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to add more Neiros for Chavet Shabbos. Yish nohagam ha'adlikas saras, if people have 10. Yish nohagam ha'adlikim shivas, if people have 7. V'akal panam ra'yish l'lovchos m'shin Neiros k'neged Zachar v'shamar. At the very least, you have two for Zachar and Shamar. We all know that our minhag, most of our minhag, is to add 4 for every kid, right? For every kid, you add 1. Okay, that's many people's minhag. But if shas adchak, 1 is good enough, says our kitchen chef on Aruch. The aruchim, and they should be long. She's last till after your meal. You should go and be careful to get nice candles. Ravuna tells us that you should make your Ner Shabbos. You should be careful to make them very nice. As we pointed out, Ner Mitzvah Torah or Ner Mitzvah or Torah. Then if I'm careful with the mitzvah of Nero Shabbos, then I'll be zocha to the Orshal Torah of having children or Talmid Chachamim. Lachain Raisha Tisfala Isha B'Shas Hadlaka. Therefore, a woman should be careful that she should daven during Hadlaka. She eating La Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vanim Zecharim Meirim B'Torah. That she should have children who are, you know, Talmid Chachamim. V'tov Shetitim Mikodim Eidza Prutas L'Tzakan. It's a mitzvah also to give some tzaka before Hadlaka's Neros. V'isha Kashas Ruach B'Gidol Banim. Oh, Shein Lakal, if a woman is having problems raising her children, or if she doesn't have Rachman Olasan children at all, then Skula Shetomer Achad Lakatzaneros Aftorah Shel Yom Rishon the Rosh Hashanah. There's a Skula to say the Aftorah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is about what? Rosh Hashanah. Chana, excellent. Chana, right? Chana and Tzvilas Chana. That, you know, she wanted a child, so that's a skula. V'tov shitin ma shehi omeres v'tom v'kavana. And then she should understand what she's saying and say it with a tremendous amount of kavana. This is a skula. I heard once, I don't know if it's true, I heard from somebody that somebody asked Ray Willig. Revealed from YU is very impressive, other than the fact being a posek and a tamachacham, all these great, you know, wonderful things about him. One of the most impressive things about him, I think, is that he has a bunch of sons who are, I think, all Rabbanim, and his daughters, I think, also married Rabbanim. Which, like, almost never happens, you know what I mean? Like, if you have such a, if you have a father, such a prominent Rav, and, you know, manig of a kehila, of Am Yisrael, it's not always common that the children follow in the footsteps, right? You know, and want to continue that Mesorah, especially all of them. I don't know if all of them do, but certainly a tremendous amount of them do. It's like 5 sons who are all Rabbanim in either kehilas or different yeshivas. And I believe somebody went to ask him once, you know, how he was zochet this, and I think he responded because his wife cries by the Shabbos candles every Friday night, and that was his chus. Okay. I don't know if that story is true, but they certainly don't say it about me. You and me, or something like that, whatever.
You say the word
right
over there.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so that is the end of Hadlakas Neiros, Gevaldik. Now let us go on to Kiddush. Should we like pause this and then start this again? Like, all right. For those who came late, because I don't know, there was Ramadan.
Maybe I was in Greece.
That's good.